Hi, and welcome to Cracking the Habit Code, 21 Days to Keeping Your Resolutions. I'm Christine Carter, and we're at day one. I'm so glad to have you here. Today, we're going to talk about crafting the right resolution. We're going to talk about picking just one resolution to focus on for the next 21 days. We're going to reframe our resolutions as habits we'd really like to be in forever, as positive life changes. We're going to get clear about why we're pursuing our resolution, what is motivating us to make these changes. We're going to take a really deep look at what our new habit or our new behaviors look like, and then we're going to use a visualization technique in order to visualize the success that we would like to have, and we're going to do this as a check to make sure that we've crafted the right resolution. Okay, so the first thing that we're going to do is pick just one resolution to focus on for the next 21 days. So you may be taking this class as a way to keep your New Year's resolutions. And if you're anything like me, you might be tempted to make a long list of dozens of things you'd like to change about your life. So we don't have to wait for New Year's to do this. Some of us are thinking about this all the time. But you know, the New Year is a really good time to evaluate our lives. And a lot of times we spend some time thinking about what our ideal self is. Now, whenever I do that, when I sit down and think about what my ideal self is, I can usually come up with dozens of changes that I would like to make. And once I've thought about the changes that I would like to make, so maybe I'd like to take my vitamins more regularly and keep my living room cleaned up, and I'd like to add a couple of yoga classes a week and lengthen my meditation from 10 minutes to 20, and maybe in the morning and at night. And once I get going, I can really get going in terms of changes that I'd like to make, that I'd like the people in my lives around me to make, and it can get a little bit out of control. What happens is that I can actually really benefit from thinking about my ideal self, but then I try and make all those changes all at once. And what I noticed is that I might have a couple good days or at best a couple good weeks, but then what I get is a really spectacular failure. I'm not able to sustain those behavior changes. And the reason is because I'm human, and that it's really hard for us to make lots of behavior changes, changes to our habits all at once. It can take a good deal of energy and focus if we try and make big changes all at once. So in this case, it's much better to succeed at one thing than it is to fail at many things. We don't want to have those spectacular failures where we try really hard for a couple of weeks and then just kind of crash and burn and are back at square one without a real plan for how to make those changes. So we're going to be making our changes in small but really steady steps. So we're looking for the tortoise here. If we think about that fable between the tortoise and the hare, the race between the tortoise and the hare, culturally, I think we're programmed to behave like the hare. We want our success instantly. We want it yesterday. And we don't really want to have to plod along at it. But as human beings, the way that we're hardwired for change, unless we have a really big change catalyst, is that we need to make small but steady steps. So to behave a little bit more like the tortoise in this respect. Okay, the good news here, there's two pieces of good news here. One is that we're going to be incorporating really small habits as well. So we're going to focus on one big thing, but we've got plenty of research that shows that when we are focusing on one thing, a lot of other little good behavior changes can happen. So we might be focused on, say, taking a vitamin or getting more exercise or watching less television, and we find that, oh, wow, suddenly we're saving more money and we're eating more mindfully and we're able to, you know, walk the dog for longer or whatever. Other changes that we might want to make, you know, even something as small as focusing on your posture can create other changes in our lives. And so so we can expect those changes to happen. We're also going to actually practice making those little changes too. We're going to take on what BJ Fogg calls tiny habits as practice. So you can throw in some littler habits if you want, like flossing or making your bed or taking a vitamin. so that we can practice getting in new habits. You know, we really want to think about the ability to keep a resolution or to make a positive behavior change in your life as a skill that you're developing. So the best news here is that there's always a BOGO running in the habits department. There's always a buy one, get one free, or get three free special running in this area. And that is because what we're doing is building our skill about making change and practicing getting into better habits. So I want you to take a minute right now to go to the day one Craft the Right Resolution worksheet. And you can press pause or, I'm gonna be here. I really want you to get out that worksheet now and make that first list of all the things you'd like to resolve to do differently. So all the ideas that you're tossing around. You may have come to this course knowing exactly what it is you're going to do already. But if there's more than one thing, why don't you just get all of that down on paper right now? And then put a star next to anything that's a big habit, anything that might take more than a minute or so to accomplish. And why don't you put another star or even more stars next to those habits that you think are going to really make you lastingly happier? So the habits that are going to make the biggest difference soonest, too. And you can take a minute to circle or bold if you're doing this typed to identify the one big thing that you really want to accomplish. And then you can, you know, also kind of make a note of what your tiny habits might be. If there's anything on your list that's going to take less than a minute or so to do, keep that handy because we're going to come back to that when we are looking at tiny habits. Okay, so let's look at that lifelong habit or behavior that you'd like to create. So maybe you don't actually have anything like that written down on your list, that your New Year's resolution is to get out of debt or to lose weight, or it's you're not necessarily thinking yet in terms of daily habits. But what I want you to do is to start thinking about your resolution as something you'd like to start doing. So do you have something written down that you'd like to stop doing? Can you replace that in your mind with something you'd like to start doing? I want us to really start to think in terms of good habits rather than quitting something. And the reason is that it's easier to get into a habit or to alter an existing habit than it is to just stop doing something. When we're just stopping something, that can take an awful lot of willpower, of effort. There's a high likelihood of failing. It's very, very hard to dismantle a habit once it gets kind of hardwired in your brain. So our end goal here is to get our habits on autopilot. So what I mean by that is that once it becomes a habit. So once our resolution becomes a positive habit in our life, we don't actually have to think about it anymore. Our brains will motivate us towards doing those things without any energy at all. We won't have to do a darn thing actually to keep them going. And in fact, if we want to change that, we'll have to fight it again. So think about what you can and really want to put on autopilot. So, for example, it's much easier to tease yourself to habitually choose a piece of fruit than a cookie than it is to give up all sugar forever and ever. So you might be able to make a resolution to cut out sugar, and you might actually be able to stick with it for a little while, but you're going to be really dependent on your willpower for that. So we're going to talk about later in this course improving our willpower so we can get through this end stage. But for now, I wouldn't put my money on your ability to cut out sugar forever. I would, however, bet that you can learn to replace your evening ice cream habit with a new habit with something else. So tomorrow's class is all about how you create a new habit. For today, I just want you to identify what type of behavior or habit you'd like to actually get into. So here's how we're going to reframe our resolution as a positive habit we'd like to have for a long, long time, maybe even forever. Let's think big here. What, you know, once you put in all the work in the next 21 days to get into a new habit, then I'm really hoping that you won't have to revisit this again. So here's what this kind of reframing might look like, from negative habits to things that are, or things that you'd like to give up to things that you'd like to maybe do forever. So if you want to lose weight, maybe you just want to reframe that as eating more mindfully or exercising habitually. If you want to stop stressing out, maybe you want to develop a meditation practice. If you're really hoping to resolve to take your relationship to the next level, maybe you, the habit you want to be in is to do one little romantic thing every day. Maybe your resolution is to watch less TV and read more. And you reframe that as read 10 pages of a book every night. And I would say read 10 pages of a book every night during the time when you would normally be watching television. Maybe your resolution is to clear the clutter out of your house. And so the habit that you'd like to be in is to spend 10 minutes clearing clutter every evening. So get out your worksheet again and rewrite your resolution in the positive if you need to. What is the habit you'd like to start doing in the next 21 days? So one thing to note is that this might also include a trigger or acknowledge a bad habit that you're replacing. For example, you might write, "When I feel nervous, I'd like to chew gum and slow my breathing instead of biting my nails." Or, "When I feel lonely, I'd like to call a friend rather than find something to eat." Okay, so the next thing that we're going to do is take a much deeper look at our resolution, the thing that we're going to focus our time on for the next 21 days. What is it that you really want? What does this new habit actually really look like? And what specific behaviors are involved? So if you can't at this point visualize what it is you'll be doing, then you probably won't end up doing it. So we're going to take some time to really think through what the behavior is. So maybe you want to stop yelling at your kids. That was your original resolution. And you reframed it as become a better parent. And that's still pretty vague. So, you know, what specific behaviors are you after here? What is it that you really want? So maybe what you really want is to practice mindful parenting in the morning before school, which mean stopping and taking a breath and labeling what you're feeling before yelling at your kids, for example. So that's the specific behavior that we're actually getting at here. What we want to do is really think about, how does it feel? And when we get at how does it feel, this is very abstract, but we're going to try and bring it back to the practical, actual behavior. Because when we know what we're looking to feel, a lot of times we can decide what behavior is going to lead to that feeling. So think about it. You know, do you feel a sense of order and calm when you make your bed? Do you feel like you're taking care of yourself by flossing? Do you feel joyful and loving in your relationship? Do you feel calm and a sense of pleasure when you're eating? Do you feel powerful, energetic, maybe motivated when you're sweaty and exercising? Do you feel resilient or content when you meditate? So really thinking about, you know, what do you feel in this? And what specific behaviors are involved? And, you know, one thing is that, you know, maybe you need to do a little bit more research here with this. So maybe you need to read 1001 ways to become more romantic to give you ideas about how to be more romantic. Maybe you need to meet with a personal trainer to outline an exercise plan so you can actually really visualize what it is that you're going to be, you know, able to do, what your goal really should be, and what's realistic for you, what's going to be motivating. Maybe you need to take a meditation class or download Deepak Chopra's meditation challenge, or maybe you need to read a book about savoring your food, or, you know, read that book, Food, Women, and God, about eating mindfully or something like that. So a lot of times, just because we don't know what specific behaviors are involved doesn't mean that it's not a good resolution. It might be a great resolution and a very positive change for you to make, but we need to be able to really figure out what we're after here. So take some time to go back to your worksheet, please, and you know, figure out what do you need to know or learn before you can really see yourself developing this habit? What specific behaviors are involved in this habit? And then really take some time to identify how you think you're going to feel, how you want to feel when you develop this habit. Okay, so the next step here is about getting clear about why we're pursuing this habit or behavior change or resolution. And we're really wanting to look at motivation here now. This is a really important step. The question that I have here, you know, are your reasons motivating, is really important, because if they aren't motivating for you, you aren't going to keep the resolution, and so you might as well stop now. You need to think of a different resolution. And I say all this because it's really common that we decide to make really major changes in our lives because of somebody else. So this is the time to ask yourself, are you making your resolutions to please somebody else? So maybe your wife really wants you to do something. Maybe your doctor prescribed it. Maybe you want to be a better person in the eyes of your mentor or somebody at work. Or maybe you've resolved to exercise more because it was top of mind on New Year's Eve and because you saw so-and-so and she had just lost so much weight and she looked so great. Or maybe you're resolving to become more romantic because you want to make your wife happy and because she wants more romance. And, you know, so this is really, it's admirable, but if I were a betting woman, I'd say that a resolution like that is likely to die just after Valentine's Day, right? We need to make these life changes for ourselves and to find really motivating reasons why. So maybe you realize that you're resolving to become more romantic because you want to create a long-lasting relationship that is passionate and playful, fun, deeply intimate. And this is just one way to do it, you know, on a small scale. So you got to be doing it for yourself instead of for somebody else, in my experience. If you don't seem to have a good motivation to change, it doesn't necessarily mean that you've made the wrong resolution. You just need to spend some time uncovering the best reason to motivate your change. So we've got some questions on the worksheet for you to kind of work this out. So what we're going to do is evaluate why you're making this resolution. And, you know, some reasons get better results than others. So let's get to those better reasons. So let's take some time to think about how will you personally benefit from getting into this habit, from making this resolution. What's the payoff for you personally? Will you have greater financial freedom, more energy, more ease and less stress, a stronger, more stable relationship? Will you have less stressed kids? What's the payoff for you personally? And the second question is to think about who else will benefit from this habit. So you might benefit personally from having less stressed kids because they're easier to be around, but they'll also benefit from that as well. So how does your behavior change affect your kids, your spouse, your friends, your community, and those that you work with? Really think about how you create a ripple effect in your community, because those can be really good reasons to change as well. And then finally, you know, think about what other reasons really motivate you to this change, because there might be something else that you haven't thought of yet. So now look at your list and identify the reasons that really resonate with you as truly, truly motivating, reasons that you think that you'll stick with it. Okay, we're almost done here with day one. The last stop here, the last thing that we need to do is to take a minute to check to make sure that we've crafted the right resolution, that we have the right motivations behind it, we know how we're going to feel, we know exactly what the behavior change is going to be. So take a minute to visualize yourself succeeding. So basically what we're doing is we're practicing the behavior that we're going to change mentally. So we're going to visualize ourselves getting up and jogging first thing in the morning, or eating without distraction at a dining room table, or sitting on a cushion and meditating, or doing something romantic, or taking a nap after lunch. Whatever it is that you have resolved to do, we're going to feel how we want to feel when we imagine, you know, when we practice our behavior mentally. And we're going to imagine the positive outcomes that will come from this behavior change. And so when you take a minute to do that, to really run through the entire scenario in your head, I want you to really notice what happens for you. Does it feel motivating to you? Do you feel like, okay, this is something I can do? Or are you still having a hard time trying to figure out, you know, how it's going to work? If you still can't visualize yourself succeeding, you probably need to go back and refine your resolution a little bit. So maybe you need to do a little bit more research, or maybe you need to find a better motivation. This is your check. If you can imagine yourself making that change, if it seems realistic to you, you can sort of imagine the positive payoffs, and you can feel how you're going to feel, and it's positive, I think you're well on your way. So your extra credit today would be to actually make a vision board of that. It's a popular thing to do. You could do it on Pinterest, or you could just cut pictures out of a magazine, which sort of illustrates your resolution in action. So great job today, everyone. You're almost all done. Before you put this all away, take a moment to leave a note on the Facebook page or in the classroom with what you're resolving to do and how your resolutions have changed as a result of this day one class. We'd really like to know, you know, did you get stuck anywhere? If you weren't able to visualize your success at the end, what did you do? How did you resolve it? So the more you engage with other people in this process, the more successful you will become. So thank you, and I look forward to having you in class tomorrow.